Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. During the election that we just had, there were seven states, Arizona, Colorado, Maryland, Missouri, Montana, Nevada, and New York, that passed pro-abortion ballot initiatives at the polls. About a fifth of the abortions in the U.S., about 19,000 each month, occur in those states. And Colorado, Maryland, Montana, Nevada, and New York, abortion's already legal there. But these ballot issues maintain access to ensuring the right to have an abortion and to maybe even put it in the state constitution. So really, you know, the whole abortion issue has turned out to be a nightmare for Republicans because, I don't think they really estimated how the majority of this country would react to that. And it just doesn't seem like they were on the right side of that. Those Republicans that wanted to crack down on abortion rights, because, again, the people have spoken. And in a lot of states, there are people who have to go to other states to get abortions. And, you know, I love the hypocrisy of those who say, well, you know, it's up to the states. So one state you can have an abortion in, the other state you can't. But then sometimes governors, like our governor, wanted to track women going to another state to have an abortion. Well, if the other state says it's okay and you say it's up to the states, what business is it of yours if somebody goes to another state to have an abortion? Anyway, that's just a part of that that hypocrisy. All right, look, I want to just talk to you about something that is a little bit uncomfortable. But I came across this information and I want to share it with you because I know this affects a lot of you. Now, you don't have to answer out loud. You can just answer in your mind. When you go use the restroom, and it's number two, I'm going to be really gentle with this, I promise. I'm not going to be as graphic as the article that I have in front of me is. But when you go do number two, do you bring your phone with you? Okay, again, you don't even have to answer out loud. If you bring your phone with you, chances are you're spending more time in there than you need to. You're doing more than just one kind of business. People who spend an average of 5 to 10 minutes in there, that's one thing, but people stay longer, and there's a problem if you stay longer. First of all, it's being pointed out that gravity, which grounds us to the earth, I know some people think that there's no gravity, but that's a topic for another show. The same gravity forces our body to work harder to pump blood back to the heart when you're sitting on the porcelain throne. So when you're when you're sitting in that oval-shaped opening in the toilet, it compresses the buttocks, and it's different from you sitting on the couch. The gravity is pulling the lower half of your body down, increasing the pressure that affects your blood circulation. So, again, that's, you know, something that I wouldn't have known, but it's something to think about. The veins in the blood vessels surrounding, I'll just say, that area can become enlarged and engorged with blood, increasing the risk of hemorrhoids. And nobody wants that. So by spending too much time in there, you risk getting hemorrhoids. Don't strain too much. That's not a good thing either. In addition to weakened muscles there, because of maybe spending too much time there. There's also the possibility of rectal prolapse, and you don't want that to happen. This, again, I'm not going to be graphic here, but this is when the large intestine just sort of makes an appearance down there. I'll just put it that way. Then there, the pelvic floor muscles are another type of muscle that is weakened with prolonged sitting on the toilet. The pelvic floor muscles have a problem if you spend too much time there. They're affected by. Again, I'm skipping over a lot because this article goes into, you know, it's medical detail. You know, it's nothing salacious. We could say it all on the air, but I don't want to be that. I don't want to be that vivid. But the point is, go in and do your business. And doctors are suggesting that you don't bring your phone in there, and that you make going in there as boring as possible, because people sit in there for extended periods of time with their phones, and they're posting things, and they're reading things, and looking up things, and none of that is a good idea. So, again, I'm just trying to help you out. It's something that I came across that I thought might be valuable to some of you who might actually bring your phones in there. I'm Scoot on the Air. It is Wednesday afternoon. We're halfway to the weekend. This weather's going to be out of here today, and it is going to be incredible when we get together tomorrow afternoon. All right, if you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Earlier, we were talking about this phrase that has been appearing a lot on social media since the election, and it's coming from men. Your body, my choice. And I think that's just totally insulting, and I don't like it because it makes men look bad. This does not represent all men. It represents a small faction of men, right-wing radicals, who don't like women's rights. They don't like the idea that women have had more rights. And as I mentioned in the blog that I wrote, there is a right-wing YouTuber, a Steven Crowder, and he went ballistic over no-fault divorce in Texas because the law allowed his wife to leave him against his wishes. He didn't want a divorce, but because of no-fault divorce, she didn't have to list any reasons, and she got a divorce from the guy. So the married person, in this case, Steven Crowder, was PO'd because he had no say-so. And the American Sociological Association says close to 70% of all divorces are started by women. And so men have no say-so over that. So there's talk of ending no-fault divorce. And there's even talk about doing that in Louisiana. I don't know that that's going to happen. But a white nationalist, Nick Fuentes, witnessed a 4,600% increase the day after the election. And people were posting comments about repealing the 19th Amendment, which is the amendment that gave women the right to vote. And he's one of the ones on social media who is promoting your body, my choice, as opposed to my body, my choice. Again, I'm representing mainstream men. I'm representing the American men who totally disagree with this. And I think it's important to call out the extremes, because by calling out the extremes, we separate ourselves from the extremes. You know, we don't want people to think that all men feel this way. So in the same way that it's good to call out the bad cops, because you don't want the bad cops to give the good cops a bad name. So calling out the bad cops is not showing a lack of support for police. It's showing support for police, for the good police. So you call out the bad ones to separate them from the good ones. So let's call out the evil men to separate them from the rest of us. And so that blog is posted on our website, WWL.com, also the SOTA Facebook page. And coming up, I'll give you a few comments on the Facebook page about that. And also about the video that I posted yesterday after the show about Governor Jeff Landry's idea of putting the Ten Commandments in public classrooms in the state. A federal judge said no. A federal judge has stopped it. So they're going to appeal it. It's going to go on. But in the meantime, Jeff Landry is wasting our taxpayer dollars because it is unconstitutional to put the Ten Commandments in classrooms. And not only that, it's not necessary. And as I mentioned yesterday, if the Ten Commandments are there and you can't explain them to the kids, and the teachers couldn't explain them to the kids, they're just going to be there. If you don't explain them to the kids, what good does it do? They're not going to look at that and change their lives in all probability. So it's just a feel-good Showtime moment for Christian nationalists and for people like Jeff Landry who want to promote their Christianity. And I believe it's wrong. As a Christian, I believe that's wrong. And I point that out in the video blog. That is also on the SOTA Facebook page. We'll get to some of your comments on that as well. All right, let's go to David in River Parishes. David, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yeah, first of all, I go use a bathroom. I'm not bringing my phone in there. I'm at a shopping center stand to be in my pocket. First of all, I want to say that I think I'm a registered Republican, 69. I think the Democrats messed up because the border was the biggest thing, I feel. And then what's going on is where all these wars going on. I don't think it was time for a woman to get it out. That's, you know, I might be silly for saying that. Now, you telling me that the House and the Senate have control. They don't have no excuse of coming up with immigration for illegals and get it settled. And they don't have no reason not to do something, you know. But I hope they don't repeal affordable health care that the Democrats came up with, because it's helping Republicans and Democrats people.
Oh, yeah. And it helped a lot of Republicans.
One more thing I like to say. All the time said I wish John Bell would have ran for president, because I would have voted for him in a minute. That's all I got to say.
Thank you, David. I appreciate the call. All right, if you've got a comment, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And if you haven't heard, Donald Trump has appointed Matt Gaetz as the Attorney General. All right, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 2010, Taylor Swift set a record, becoming the first female artist to place 11 songs in the top 100 at the same time. And this song, Sparks Fly, was one of those songs. It ranked 17th on this day in 2010. She had 11 songs in the top 100. But Beyonce broke that record in 2016 when all 12 of her songs from Lemonade were on the Hot 100 chart. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be back on WWL.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we got a rainy afternoon, but all this is going to get out of here, and it's going to be incredible all the way into the weekend. We're going to get to some of your text here in just a moment. I posted a video on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page after the show yesterday. 10 Commandments in Classrooms is a bad idea, nothing but a stunt by Governor Landry. Here are some of your comments to the video. Perry says, I'm just glad to see Scoot didn't jump off a bridge after the Trump victory. Did you receive the pillow, blanket, and pacifier I sent you? No, I didn't get that, Perry. And I want to tell you, man, my life is awesome. I am happy. I'm loving my life. I keep telling all of you that, man, whether it was before or after the election, I wasn't going to let, and I never let Trump on a daily basis ruin my life. I mean, why would I do that? So, I mean, we talk about what we talk about, but I mean, I love my life. I do stuff. I mean, I think a lot of people would love to be living the life I'm living.
People sending you pillows and blankets and stuff?
Well, I never got any.
That's pretty nice.
No,
if anyone wants to send me, you know, like a A weighted blanket. I've been trying to get a weighted blanket for a minute. Those are nice. Those are kind of spendy, though.
Oh, those are nice.
And like, you know, a nice memory foam cooling pillow.
Kind of feel like when a weighted blanket, like there's somebody on top of you. Like, well, I'm not in that way, but just hugging you.
I don't think I need a pacifier. I'll just throw that out. But yeah, give me the bedding stuff.
All right. Ernie says, LOL, what a joke, Ten Commandments in the classroom. Eddie says the Republican Party has gone overboard on a lot of things lately. Elaine says Democrats hate anything to do with morals. Well, that's not true. This is not about morals. I have strong morals, but I'm against the Ten Commandments being in the classroom. Sam says right-wing radicals are American patriots. Well, I disagree there. I've never heard right-wing radicals. Wokeness peaked already. America is founded on Christian values. Well, that's a matter of your opinion. You can think that, but America was founded on freedom of religion, freedom of expression of religion, not specifically founded on Christian values. The people who founded America might have been Christians, but it was the freedom of religion that really founded this country. Let's see. Gilbert says it's a way to give his attorney croonies their money back for their donations to his campaign, money laundering at its highest. We are still a joke around the country. Here's a comment from Deborah. I'm glad, Scoot, that you said all of that at the beginning. It is a brilliant idea. Some people don't want anything about God in classrooms, but they love celebrating Christian holidays. If you take everything about God out of the classrooms, take away the two-week holiday for Christmas, or 2 weeks off for Easter. You know, I understand what you're saying, but again, this is not about Christian values. It's about the constitutionality of separation of church and state. It's about the Constitution. If you want to throw out the Constitution, you can, but I'm not going to. If you think, you know, that's going to straighten out America's youth, then you're naive. If it were that easy, everybody would be for it. But it can't be done in this country because of our Constitution. Again, you want to deny the Constitution? Then announce that that's what you're doing. I don't care about the Constitution. I want the Ten Commandments in the classroom. It's not that easy to fix our problems. But there are people like Jeff Landry who are going to come up with ideas that make it seem like it's going to fix our problems. And it may be a political payback for people who helped put him in office. I don't know. But I am for values. I am a moral person. I am a Christian. I am a Catholic. And I don't support the Ten Commandments being in the classroom, because then you open the door for every other religion being in the classroom. You want the Quran in the classroom? You want some of the tenets from the Quran to be in the classroom too? You want satanic words and messages from, you know, the equivalent of the Satan Bible? You want that in the classroom too? Well, that's what you open the door for. And I don't think it's worth it. And I just don't think the results are going to be worth defying the Constitution to do that. So again, that's my opinion. You can have a different opinion, but don't be naive to think that putting the Ten Commandments in the classroom is going to solve our problems, because it's not. I wish it were that easy. All right, you got some text?
Yeah, sure. I'll read some text here. We had a caller a while back, the guy who was bragging about he's drinking liberal tears all week, and he was having fun doing that. He was commenting on the kind of people who are melting down on social media and cutting their hair and crying into their phones and stuff. Here's a text that says, at least those losers didn't try to illegally overthrow the government or hurt anybody or whine about cheating. I'll take that over January 6th. A lot of people said that. And yeah, let's make the point, like, you know, after an election, if the losing side is going to do something weird, I would love for it to be them crying into their Cheerios and cutting off their hair rather than sacking the United States Capitol. So we're all here to do.
Yeah, and former Vice President Mike Pence is literally praying that Donald Trump does not pardon the January 6th rioters because of what they did. I mean, they broke the law and they deserve to be in jail. And to pardon them is an insult to the system of justice that we have. But since they were Trump supporters, now again, God, I feel like I have to explain this every time. Most of Trump supporters, most Republicans and conservatives, did not side with the rioters. But the rioters were Trump supporters. So, you know, don't be afraid to call out bad members within your own group if they're bad players. And these were bad players, and they gave a bad name to Republicans, and they gave a bad name to Trump supporters. So call them out, let them sit in jail, let them pay their debt to society, and then they get out, hopefully, they're better people.
A lot of people are reacting to the controversial pick for Attorney General Matt Gaetz. I got a couple texters here who, these are people that text every day or maybe every other day. I've gotten a kind of rapport with them. I know them. These are conservatives. These are dyed-in-the-wool, blood-red conservatives, and they're saying things like this. Matt Gaetz? I'm shocked on that one. Could there be another play? There is no way he could get Senate approval. I do not see the Senate allowing a recess appointment for him, and I would not agree to a recess appointment for someone like Attorney General if I'm a senator. Could this be a move to clip his wings and purge him, and all of a sudden, Jeff Landry doesn't look so bad?
You know, maybe so, maybe, but... You know, I don't know that Donald Trump thinks that way. I think he just puts the person that he thinks should be there in there, you know, but we know the first time around, all the great people that he hired, so many of them didn't turn out to be so great, and he had to fire them.
Another one of our very frequent conservative listeners says, yeah, this isn't my first choice. It can't be any worse than the soft Merrick Garland. I'm sure Kamala would have wanted Omar as her attorney general pick, perhaps Swalwell, and I think most of the sane voters will like Tulsi Gabbard as DNI.
Yeah, she seems to have pretty much of a level head in a lot of areas.
I would say so, yeah.
In a lot of areas. I don't know everything about her, but I don't have any dislike for her. But, you know, Matt Gaetz, you know, it just, I don't know. I think he spends more time on his hair than I do.
Wow. How does he find time to govern? Yeah, about Tulsi Gabbard, I mean... You know, she had a very high-ranking job at the Democratic National Committee, like, just a few years ago. And she was very big on Bernie Sanders. She was a major part of his first campaign in 2016. And then she's running as a Republican for the presidency, and now looks like she's going to be Trump's pick for the Director of National Intelligence. So I think you're right. Like, I don't think she's a crazy person like Matt Gaetz. I think if there is any argument against her, it might be that she's a little bit too pro-Kremlin, has been pretty outspoken about, like, maybe we don't have to do the sanctions, or maybe we don't have to treat them like the pariah nation. Maybe we should be a little friendlier with Russia, give them a little bit more of what they want. So I would expect to see that come up in her confirmation hearings, if she gets one. Here's Eric from Covington. He says, I'm literally embarrassed for our country. These are all Trump yes men with the worst moral character. Gaetz will pardon everybody and then start going after his enemies and opponents. This has escalated quickly.
Yeah, and look, and Matt Gaetz, I mean, he has a retaliatory mentality, as does Donald Trump. And you know, for those who wondered what we were going to talk about after the election, we have more to talk. And I predicted this. Mm-hmm. We would have more to talk about after the election than even before the election. So, look, it's our job in the media to hold the president accountable. So we'll see. We'll follow things. And if you listen to this show, you know, if you believe that any negative things about Donald Trump are unfair, that's on you. You know, we're not trying to be unfair, but we will tell the truth. And sometimes people believe the truth is unfair because they don't like the truth. But we will be honest with this, and we will talk about things that are happening during the Trump administration. And we would have done the same if Kamala Harris had won.
I think I'll leave you with this one. This just says, oh, this is about Elon Musk's, you know, government, the Department of Government Efficiency, the Doge Department.
Getting to play government.
Oh, my God. This guy. This text says, as a hardworking government employee, I get insulted at the phrase close enough for government work. So change needs to happen. I'm not sure creating a whole dedicated department is the answer, but change certainly is necessary. I see examples of inefficiency and waste every single day. It's been inefficient for so long, there is a catchphrase to describe it.
Yeah. All right. You know, look, I'm going to be optimistic here and say that what if these two guys who are not part of the government, what, and they're not politicians. Well, one of them was. What if they turn out to give us a whole fresh new look on government efficiency? They bring a business sense to it rather than a bureaucratic sense to it. And what if it turns out good? I mean, what if this Department of Government Efficiency actually does make the government more efficient? Because the government's not efficient and isn't efficient regardless of a Republican or a Democrat being in office, you know, what if these guys who are playing government, what if it turns out for the good?
I'm down. I am too. If they can figure out a way to make, and no one's sitting here pretending that the government doesn't have waste and fraud and abuse. We've always known that. The problem that from where I'm sitting, and if you think this is naive, okay, but I don't think that it is that the problem with making the government smaller and more efficient is that it almost always hurts poor people.
Yes.
Does it save some money and does it, you know, streamline some departments? Yeah. But meanwhile, there's people out there who rely on the government for help. And I'm not talking about just like welfare queens and immigrants. I mean, like working class white people specifically. Yeah. Are hurt by some of these austerity policies. We've seen this in other Western countries over the last several years. I guess now it's our turn. Good luck, everybody.
Yeah, and if the Republicans own the White House, the House, and the Senate, don't complain about the Affordable Care Act. Replace it. Figure out a plan and replace it. Stop bitching about it and do something. And now you're going to have the power to basically do what you want to do. So do it. And, you know, if you don't make our government better, you know, there could be a blue wave for the midterm elections. So, I mean, we've all seen this happen. You know, there's a red wave, there's a blue wave. And when there's a red wave, everybody gets excited and thinks that this is going to be the future of this country. And it turns out not to be, because then there's backlash. So, you know, let's wait and see what happens. But, you know, don't think that this is always going to be like, you know, a red dominated country like it is like right now following the election, because there were a lot of people who voted for Trump who would have voted for another candidate had there been a better choice. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. This song was very controversial. It was number one in the country on this day in 1976. And I remember playing this as a hit when it first came out. And just listen to some of the lyrics. It's about tonight being the night for, you know, for that to happen. There is a specific line in the song that I don't even want to repeat it on the air, even though it's all legal, but it's just a bit too graphic. And again, this song got a lot of controversy in the mid-70s. Okay, listen. It's about, you know, seducing a girl. Okay, yeah, I don't really. Yeah, look, I know it's okay to do that on the air. It's all legal, but it's a little too graphic.
Yeah, it's a little too dated.
Yeah. Anyway, number one on this day in 1976. Quick comment to CNN conservative condemns late night TV host blog posted on the SOTA. A Facebook page, Jan says, Gutfeld makes fun of conservatives, gives all the information or none, simply hiding part of the truth makes you look stupid. Yeah, Jan, you should think about that. Gutfeld makes fun of conservatives as Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel, they made fun of Joe Biden. So what's your point, Jan? Shane says the liberals have four shows compared to one show by the conservatives. Stop being hurt when you hear Democrats and liberals being made fun of. Look, here's the point that nobody's getting, and I bring this up in the blog. It's not up to you to decide what's on TV. It's up to the audience. And if audiences did not support this, and I know you don't like that because you don't want audiences to support something that you disagree with, but if audiences are supporting these late night hosts and what they say, that's the difference. That's what determines what's on TV. The government doesn't determine what's on TV. You don't determine what's on TV. It's the audience. And the audience supports these people. They support these comedians. They support these comedians that sometimes act more like political activists than they do comedians. And they're not always funny. I mean, I personally think Stephen Colbert is hysterical, and Stephen Colbert made fun of Biden, too. I mean, but Trump was his main target. But again, any presidential candidate like Donald Trump, any president like Donald Trump is going to get a lot of attention. It's all part of just being part of pop culture, and pop culture is where most jokes come from. It's based on the realities in pop culture, and Donald Trump is a reality. So, you know, don't be a snowflake over this. Just relax. The audiences support this, and it just goes to show you that not everybody thinks like you, and this is about freedom of the media, freedom of expression. A lot of people support it. All right, let's go to Monica in Algiers. Monica, I'm sorry to keep you on hold. I've got time for a quick comment.
Oh, that's okay, sweetie. Oh, goodness. I don't know if I can make it quick. Let me try. Okay. So I have dated a million amazing men. I have an amazing husband who supports women and supports equal rights for people in general. As far as abortion, women are not looking to just go out and get abortions. That's not something we want to do. It's not something that, you know. I think if, once again, if we change the education system where kids actually have to go to daycare centers and change poopy diapers and deal with kids who are screaming and crying and puking and all these things, that would cut down on a lot of abortion and a lot of issues. You know, educate men, educate boys and girls across the board. But now we have My Body, Your Choice. I mean, we have a president who's just a complete disaster, or who's going to be the president, whatever's happening. It's just chaos. And it's like we're teaching that it's okay to do whatever you want, and there's no accountability for it. So now boys are just going to go out and rape girls. Then they're not going to be able to get abortion. So then we have more unwanted kids. Then we have more crime that goes up. So it's just a domino effect, a cycle that just keeps going. I mean, history just constantly repeats itself. So I don't understand why we don't learn. But I mean, it's all the divide and conquer. So it's like I'm not a liberal. I'm sick of the Democrat, Republican, liberal, rightist, extremist, up, down, every which way. It's like I am me. I am for human rights. I'm for animal rights. I'm for environmental rights. I'm for being a decent person. I don't care if you are a Republican or a Democrat. We need to come together as a society, as a whole. I mean, this is not okay to do. I mean, there's so many different things that I want to say, but it's overwhelming.
Monica, you call us back anytime. I love that we got your voice on our show. Thank you. The phrase "your body, my choice" reflects the extreme men on the right. Not all men, and not all men on the right. But it is disturbing that that has become popular on social media. I'm Scoot. We'll be back to wrap up the show on WWL. All right, Sports Talk is next. I want to thank Program Director and Brand Manager Diane Newman, Assistant Program Director, Brand Manager, Senior Producer of our show, Ian Hoke, Market Manager Dan Barron, News Anchor Chris Miller, Traffic with Joe Cardosi. Join me on Scoot on the Air Facebook. Comment on what we post. Comment on the comments. And have a great afternoon. I thank mostly all of you for being part of our show. I'm Scoot. Have a great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.